Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Everybody with the internet is a medical expert, but we have an actual medical expert to give you all of the information that you need to know about the things that keep us healthy at this time of year. Hello and welcome in to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. We thank you for the download, the continued subscriptions, and we thank Appalachian Commercial Real Estate for sponsoring this podcast each and every week. And like I said, you know, if you're on the internet getting podcasts, I'm sure you are on the internet getting everything else when it comes to medical advice. We saw the internet be one of the chief instigators of a lot of the COVID misinformation, right? If we would have just stayed true to the medical professionals and maybe not so much our grandmother's sister's boyfriend's best friend who happened to be posting information on Facebook or any other vehicle of choice, you know what I mean. It got a little crazy there for a while. So what we sought to do throughout the Keep Boone Healthy campaign and other chamber initiatives is connect you with the local experts on this stuff, whether that was Jennifer Green from App Healthcare, Dr. Scott Sinclair from Blue Ridge Pediatrics, any number of folks from Appalachian Regional Medical Center, or our friend Spencer Hodges from Boone Drug right here in the High Country. He is our guest on this week's podcast as we discuss a number of things. You know, we've got school kids going back here within the next couple of weeks. Remember to check out that Keep Boone Healthy interview that we did over on that YouTube channel with Dr. Scott Elliott last week, talking about a number of things related to back to school. One of those things we think of as parents is the well-being of our children. They're getting ready to get back in the petri dish that is school. That means whether it's COVID, whether it's any other kind of illness or ailment, it's all coming home, right? That's the reality of being a parent. Your kids are going to pick stuff up. And it's important to kind of get ourselves back in the healthy routine of making sure that we are doing what we can around our homes to promote health, to promote wellness, and make sure that we can stick to it as long as possible. With that said, a lot of information has come out since kids were last in school about vaccines available for certain age groups, even new treatments and vaccines. And that's one of the things that Spencer is going to get into, especially as it relates to Novavax. Very important conversation coming up here that will help knock down some of those myths about who can use it, how to use it, and what you should do in terms of booster regimens for any kind of vaccine and what that timeline even looks like. Again, sometimes in the summer, especially this particular summer, many of us may have checked out from some of these routines. It's time to check back in as we look at this important benchmark of school coming back in being one of those things. But also, it's just good to catch up with our local experts from time to time. And we appreciate Spencer Hodges and the entire Boone Drug team for making themselves available to us. So great conversation coming around here in just a moment. You do not want to miss that. You also don't want to miss our annual membership meeting. If you happen to be listening to this on Thursday, as it's released, a reminder, we've moved venues for tonight, no longer at Daniel Boone Amphitheater. We have moved indoors to the Appalachian Theater of the High Country. Weather just a little bit too unpredictable for tonight's event, so we're moving indoors. We really appreciate the folks at the Appalachian Theater for rolling out the literal red carpet for us, and tonight's celebration is still going to be about Horn in the West and Saha and everything that goes on out of Daniel Boone Amphitheater. Scott Hamilton, the president and CEO of the Golden Leaf Foundation, is our keynote speaker. We've got the Taste of Boone Food Village has moved indoors. Everything that we were going to bring you at Daniel Boone Amphitheater, we're bringing inside to Appalachian Theater of the High Country. Same time frame, 4:30 to 8 o'clock. We'll start the program about 6:30, start food right around 5. Parking will be available for you in a couple of different places. Keep in mind that after 5 o'clock, the Peacock Lot and any nearby adjacent campus parking lots at Appalachian State will be open to the public. Remember, that's after 5. Lots of downtown Boone parking opens up after 5 o'clock as well. In full, we would recommend that you look at the Town Hall lot, which is right next door to the theater practically, as well as the Queen Street lot, which is just about a block and a half away. Those are the easiest and largest parking areas. But hey, you know, find a metered spot. Come on in. We will have a great time. Again, full details about all of the change at boonechamber.com. Again, thanks to the Appalachian Theater crew. Thanks to Morena and the crew out at Saha for understanding. And now it won't rain. That's just how this stuff works. Speaking of works, you need a commercial realtor to work for you. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, check out their website, AppalachianCRE.com. If you are coming to the annual meeting, you may very well get a chance to get a glimpse at some of our new renderings from the new chamber space that we'll be moving into later this fall. Of course, Appalachian Commercial Real Estate played a big part in that. Kevin Troyer from 444 Construction has a very special presentation he's going to show. Never before seen renderings, maybe, I don't know. He's got a great plan for us at the annual meeting tonight. So if it's Thursday, you haven't seen it yet, make sure you check out that part of the program tonight. If it's Friday or thereafter, check out boonechamber.com. I'm sure we've got a recap of what Kevin and his team will share. Part of the road home journey as we tell the story about all of the different chamber members and partners that have been involved in this process of our move. Certainly Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, one of those, but a number of others that we will continue to map out as we get a little bit closer to move-in day, a little bit later this fall. We want to make sure that we recognize all of the partners that came to be a part of this, and Kevin Troyer will help map some of that out tonight. So there you have it. Busy time here at the Chamber of Commerce. Big business after hours next week out in Valley Cruces. Don't want to miss that. We've got our Watauga Women in Leadership Gala. Powerful voices right around the corner. That's in September. WBTV's Molly Grantham joining us for that. So, hey, if you're needing to catch back up, check out boonechamber.com as you get your schedule set for the fall to make sure those events and plenty more are right on there. All right. You need to be healthy before you go to those events. So let's check out this conversation with Spencer Hodges of Boone Drug. Always great to catch up with Spencer and thank the Boone Drug team for all they do to keep our community healthy. Spencer Hodges, our guest on this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we talked about before the break, we are joined by Spencer Hodges of Boone Drug, a quarterly check-in with the biggest little chain around as we talk about all things related to your personal health and wellness, the wellness of your employees and the wellness of all of those kids going back to school here very soon. Spencer, I know a busy time of year for you and your staff, but thanks for taking some time with us and joining us this morning.
Oh, yeah, we really appreciate it. Thanks for always having us on, being just a friendly voice for us and always willing to come on and help kind of talk through, you know, whatever the community needs to learn about.
Well, and we'll be able to do this in a lot closer proximity soon with our new office being right on the other side of the wall from Boone Drug Greenway. So we look forward to hallway conversations with you when you're over that way for sure. Speaking of that, you know, that is a very popular location. Throughout the course of the last couple of years, we've talked a lot about COVID vaccines, and I know that you and your staff made that one of the easier sites for families to get to when as different age groups have been able to qualify, if you will, for COVID vaccines over time. We have seen a lot of change in age ranges since school ended last year. Can you give us an update on what the vaccine landscape looks like right now, some different types available in there, but also what families can do if they are looking to maybe get a child vaccinated or a family member vaccinated before the back to school season is officially underway.
Sure. So at Boone Drug, we elected to go all the way down in the age range of those 6-year-old, 6 and up type of age. On the Pfizer vaccine, to vaccinate those, our good friends over at Boone Pediatrics pretty much are taking the lead on the younger children. And so really right now, you know, I think everybody's in the waiting period for boosters. Okay, should I get my booster? Should I get my next booster? You know, why have they not recommended a booster? And really the talk is, well, there's variant vaccines coming out, new products. So probably trying to piggyback that on, you know, when people get their flu vaccines so that they can be more tailored to what's circulating now. So that's kind of the talk that we're hearing. Certainly they encourage us to run with a more lean inventory of the current COVID vaccine for that reason, because of new products that are coming out. So, you know, we have the amounts that we need to get us day to day, but at the same time, we're not, we don't have a huge stock of it just because we're waiting as well for those new vaccines to surface. So, it'll be a busy fall as we mix that with flu vaccines. And, again, it's something that, I think we've mentioned this over and over and over again. This is a yearly thing now. This will be something that we just do every year. Everybody get their COVID-19 vaccine, it seems.
Well, Spencer, you were one of those trusted voices that we leaned on quite heavily during the height of the COVID pandemic. And, you know, as people were looking for information, they wanted to trust their local experts about different types of vaccines. I remember when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine came out, there was a lot of initial skepticism. And then as information got out, people were able to digest that and make choices. You mentioned new products, and you can read the landscape and hear about nasal vaccines, different types in terms of the variant vaccines that you're discussing, and even some other products that will soon come out in terms of COVID remedies. What is your advice to people, I guess more from the scientific side of this, that we are now almost 3 years into this phenomenon? I would imagine that the medical community has been hard at work behind the scenes trying to make some of these remedies and some of these vaccines available in a way that's more efficient also from the administration side of it, and ultimately from the effectiveness of the early things versus the things that are available now with so much more research behind them.
Yeah, I think, you know, as new products emerge, certainly recently Novavax came to market. So Novavax is different technology than Pfizer and Moderna, even Johnson & Johnson. It kind of falls into the more traditional type technology for a vaccine, you know, delivering, you know, product to the body where the body then recognizes it and responds to it and builds memory to it versus some of the different technology used in mRNA vaccines. Certainly, I don't know as far as effectiveness is concerned, if there's really been enough time to really play those head to head, so to speak. But Novavax is a good opportunity for those who maybe didn't want to go the route of Moderna and Pfizer, but also still not opposed to getting the vaccine. That has been a vaccine that we've seen a lot of folks kind of go for and go ahead and get because they hadn't gotten one yet. And we're the only pharmacies, from what I can tell, vaccines.gov in about a 60-65 mile radius around Boone that's got Novavax. So we've been getting calls from people from Virginia and down in the state of, you know, I need a Novavax vaccine. This is the one I wanted. When can I come get it? So we've got plenty of availability for that. And as far as the other ones are concerned, I think, you know, we're just kind of still waiting on those variants to be manufactured in the traditional Moderna Pfizer vaccines. And again, I think it's something that we would just recommend, you know, just getting yearly.
You know, I think one popular question, Spencer, that people have had is, if you started out down the road, like so many people did, the vast majority of people did, started out with a Pfizer or a Moderna, is Novavax something that you can jump into at this point in time? Or is the guidance still to kind of stay in the family, so to speak, of what you did early on? Or does that even matter at this point?
Yeah, guidance still is going to fall in, you know, switching between Moderna, Pfizer for boosters. Novavax hasn't submitted approval for boosters. So really, even if you had a vaccine in the past and you wanted Novavax, the recommendation is still you stick with the one that you had or its cousin, so to speak. So Moderna, Pfizer, Novavax has been kind of given the EUA or approval for first and second doses only. no boosters there. But again, it's all because of what's been submitted for approval and what's not. So that's coming. It's just not here yet.
Yeah, I feel like we're all a little bit more hip to that game now of how all of that stuff works. Spencer Hodges joining us from Boone Drug here this morning on Mind Your Business. Spencer, I know that there are families out there that are getting ready to send kids back to school. They're looking at vaccines to make sure that they're up to date on those per regulation. But also, those of us with children know that congregate settings like schools can tend to be petri dishes at times. And as people are a little bit more active and engaged in some of those activities, I would imagine we'll see some of the return to some of the normal things that come along with school-aged children and being back together. So with all of that said, for folks that maybe have, I don't want to say forgotten, but maybe put on the back shelf some of those health and safety tips and guidelines to think about as you're bringing kids back together again and in that way, as the local trusted pharmacist, what would you have to recommend to folks to make sure that you're prioritizing when it comes to family's health and the ability to keep kids in school and keep people at work during this time of year?
Yeah, I think balancing the whole, you're trying to keep people there versus, you know, also trying to keep people well is always, it's the mystery that we've all dealt with for a while now. So certainly we recommend getting the up-to-date vaccinations, whether that be flu or the COVID-19 or whatever that might be, you know, but also just, I think it's important this year, like just approaching the school year with gratitude, right? Approaching the school year with, okay, I'm waking up, going out, being thankful for where we've come and where it has been and then where we're going, and really just trying to promote a positive environment for our children. My wife's a teacher, and I think kids are, there's just been a lot of change. There's been a lot of change for what the expectation has been for them to be able to learn at home and learn in school, and been a lot of changes for the teachers and how that dynamic works. And I think it's just an opportunity where this year I just able to kind of get back and say, all right, man, this is where we've came from. This is where we're going. And we're going to do everything we can to try to keep each other healthy and enjoy the time now that we have together and kind of serve as a, man, we're just thankful of, you know, where we've come through this COVID and just being back together.
Yeah, certainly can't take that for granted, and very well said. Spencer Hodges joining us here from Boone Drug. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some new opportunities for partnership between Boone Drug and another one of their neighbors right across the street from Boone Drug, Deerfield, Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, an emerging alliance coming forward that we'll talk about next when we continue with Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber visiting with Spencer Hodges of Boone Drug, the biggest little chain around, locations all throughout the high country. They are your trusted local neighborhood pharmacist. And with that trusted local aspect comes the opportunity for partnerships too. And we have seen Boone Drug be one of the leaders in finding like-minded businesses or like-skilled businesses and figuring out a way to make skill sets from two or three different partners work together to make our community better. We saw that first and foremost during COVID-19 and countless other situations before that and after that, certainly, Spencer. But you've got an exciting project that you've been discussing with Appalachian Regional Healthcare System that may be of interest to people that have to get lab work done. What can you tell us about this new opportunity at Boone Drug Deerfield?
Yeah, I think there's been a desire over the past 5 to 10 years to try to enable patients to reach their goals in a way that's most convenient for them, but also something that drives adherence and drives kind of positive outcomes for their health, rather than it being so, you know, boxed up in this place and this place and that place. And so this is kind of what unfolded here when we started having conversations with the hospital system locally and some changes that they were having and their desire to have a lab or a kind of a blood draw lab for their patients and the referrals that their providers give to those patients then to go get their blood drawn so that they can take care of them, to kind of insert that in the premise of a pharmacy, because a pharmacy is just a really good hub for where people can freely come and go. Right. Our doors are open every day, you know, 7 days a week, where people come and go. There's not necessarily appointments needed for things. And it's really ease of access. And the pharmacist is probably your number one accessible healthcare provider. So having a service like this inside of a pharmacy just really makes a lot of sense. And so I think they're moving some things around. And so their lab currently is over at the outpatient imaging area, and it will soon this fall take a suite that we have built inside of Boone Drug at Deerfield, where folks can come in and get their blood drawn. Certainly, you know, we encourage them to get their vaccines with Boone Drug and do all those things that they always do, and make it convenient for them if they decide, I want to get my prescriptions at Boone Drug as well. I'm here. I'm kind of knocking those things out all at once, right? So really, the only piece left in this is the provider, right? I'm going to a provider's office, and then I can come to a pharmacy and have my lab work, my vaccines, my prescriptions, and those things, and then leave, hopefully with a friendly smile and a wave, and encouraging you to come back. And so we're excited for that. What that looks like. Certainly, they've always been a friendly group of people to work with, and I think it's just a testament to, again, David, how we can work together for, you know, to better the outcomes of our community and our patients.
Well, I can't tell you how many times that I've done the exact loop that you're talking about, from the provider to the imaging center to Boone Drug to wherever else I have to go next. So taking one of the steps out of that certainly will be helpful. In terms of, I think one thing that people will ask is, do you have to get referred specifically into that location, or will that just be, if you're in one of those RHS providers, that will become an option for you to come to that facility? Is that how that'll work?
Yeah, I think now some of the provider offices do go ahead and do those lab draws there, and then they send them to their lab. But some of the ancillary offices do send you to the outpatient imaging center currently. So really, with an order in hand or an order sent electronically, you know, this is not necessarily only for patients within that system. This can be patients who see other providers in the area that, you know, they just need some lab work done. And this is one of the labs that's available here. There's another pharmacy in town that has a lab in it, and so that folks have to go to that pharmacy and get their lab work done. So it's not necessarily just app regional patients, but again, it would be on the basis of orders, not necessarily just walk in and I need to get my, you know, blood work drawn. That would require an order from a physician at this point.
Spencer Hodges joining us here on Mind Your Business from Boone Drug, getting updates on all things related to local healthcare. And Spencer, the last thing I want to kind of touch on here, and we have discussed this with you at length before, the value of the local pharmacy, not only from a standpoint of being able to walk into any of the Boone Drug locations and get a question answered, whether that's about a medication or type of reaction, or can I take this with this, those types of things that come up fairly frequently. But then also, as employers are increasingly looking at their retention strategies and keeping people, good people working on their staffs, they look to benefits and benefits that are outside of the traditional benefits that we get. How would you position or how would you describe the value of the local pharmacy network that Boone Drug has to employers that are looking to offer prescription discount programs or just a level of healthcare benefits that includes prescription access in there from a cost savings standpoint, to be able to have the resources that you do? Seems like a well positioned resource within a community of people that are looking for anything they can to try to hold on to the folks they have.
Yeah, I think being an independent pharmacy and seeing this side of it and the drug spend and the cost and how that factors into this total healthcare spend, I think one thing, you know, we're keenly aware of is those employers in and around our area who are our self-funded employers in terms of their health plans for their employers. And I think I would encourage that they really take a look at not only the healthcare side of those self-funded plans, but also the pharmacy side, the benefits that are attached to that and the fees that are incurred on behalf of the employer for the benefit of the employee. Because there's a lot of times, there's a lot of different hands involved in processing and carrying out the care for the patient on the healthcare and the pharmacy benefit side. And so there's a lot of dollars there that the employer then is on the hook for. And so I think we would encourage, hey, we're a good resource for that because we have the backstory of the pharmacy side. We know what those TPAs and third-party administrators are charging and doing to the self-funded employees. So certainly if we're more than friendly to have a conversation about, you know, how we can better assist in those things. How could Boone Drug be the preferred pharmacy for these self-funded employers in town or other employers in town where we could help reduce some of those drug costs and drug spends that at the end of the day, you're having to write a check for because of the plan structure that you have.
That's a great point. And as businesses are looking for efficiencies now, whether that's energy savings, any kind of cost savings, certainly having a conversation with a local resource like this in the context of prescription fees and other associated medical payments is certainly time well spent. And we appreciate you all as a resource for being able to connect those dots. Spencer, it's always great to chat with you. I know we'll get a chance to talk to you again soon. And I'm sure next time around, flu season will be in prime form, but we certainly appreciate everything that you and the Boone Drug team do to keep our community healthy and hope you have a great rest of what's left of the summer of 2022.
I appreciate it, David. Thanks a lot.
All right. Spencer Hodges joining us from Boone Drug. You can check out boonedrug.com for more information and contact info if you want to talk to Spencer or any of the other team members about anything that we discussed here today. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We're right back with you again, same time, same place next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.